Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. The Valley is home to many talented artists, but maybe none more special than Carlos Sandoval. He's a muralist, a drawer, a painter. He lives in San Pedro, one of the fine suburbs around the town of San Luis. Owen and I recently had occasion to be in San Luis, where we met Carlos and talked to him in the art gallery owned by Dana and Huberto Mestes, where he is a featured artist. You can find his work over all over Taos and throughout New Mexico, among other locales in this nation and world. Mexico was the first to contract with Sandoval for a mural painting. Others followed suit. Here's our conversation with Carlos. The sound quality isn't great given the location and condition, but anytime you get to hear him tell stories of his career, his upbringing and life in San Pedro, it's a good day.
Well, as far as I can remember, it was I was about 5 years old.
Oh, you did?
When I was influenced by a relative from here. And he had the ability to draw horses and everything, the saddles and everything were very intricate and all that. And so he would tell me, okay, I'll be back in about a week. I want you to do a drawing of this, of what he had just drawn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I would take and I would copy of his work. And then he would come later on and critique it, right? Tell me exactly he put on and all that stuff. And I was only 5 years old.
Yeah. Would it be with pencil then?
Yeah, pencil. Yeah, pencil drawings. And so out of that lecture and trying to draw the horses exactly the way he had it was my beginning. That's how I began to do art, and I never stopped. I kept doing it.
Is the black man a caballo meso?
And
became your passion early on, then.
Yeah,
something you figured out you could do.
Yeah. And so, like for example, I used to spend a lot of time with my grandfather in San Pedro, right there, and we would go and carve our own airplanes and build cars and everything. So I was not only doing art with a pencil, but also carving and doing that type of art. But I went on later on to go into high school and junior high school and always became part of the art, like the Artist of the Week program that we had and stuff like that. I was involved in that. So I was influenced quite early in my life. And then,
what I recall of your story, what I recall a little bit, is how you became contracted as an artist for Mexico.
Yeah, in 1980, I painted a painting called in Denver. It was called Balance. And the mayor of Zihuatanejos, Gustavo Zihuatanejos, came to Denver to try to get Frontier to do a flight to Gustavo Zihuatanejos. And so in the process, he stopped and he looked at my mural and really loved it. And so he invited me to go to Zihuatanejos to paint the mural there. So it was one of the first ones that was commissioned by the Mexican government of the Hispanic people, the Chicano people from here. And so I went and I called it Synthesis. So the relationship between the Mexican and the Mexican and Mexican American and the Mexican. So the synthesis between the two was what was all about.
Didn't you become like a artist in residence in Mexico? And then I want to ask you, what did that experience or that time of working there and doing the mural, what did that do for your career?
I think it was quite, it did a lot for my career, because not only was I doing murals for Colorado or painting for in Colorado, but I was extending myself to Mexico. And I spent about three months there painting that mural. And so I got a lot of people that recognized my work because of that. So I came back to Colorado, and I came back to San Luis and then went to Taos. I spent about 10 years in Taos. I had my own studio, my own gallery in Taos. So
what I always wonder about successful artists or successful people that go out and have success outside of where they were from, in your case, Mexico, other places around the United States, etc. Why do you come back to where you're from versus staying out there in the bigger world where you have so many opportunities to live?
I guess my roots are here, so they're dug pretty deeply down there. So I come back to my roots, and I do a lot of work here. I have the time. Most of the time I'm alone. Sometimes I have my brother Ron comes in the summertime, but most of the time I'm alone, and I could create a lot of work being by myself, being able to focus and being able to just keep going. And it reminds me a lot of Van Gogh and all those people that painted by themselves, got a lot of work done. So that's kind of...
Do artists, I've asked this to Roberto, do artists like you, or do you keep track of all the art you create? And if so, that has to be a lot of pieces.
It sure does. I would say 1,000 of them at least.
But you keep track of it in your mind, or you know what you do, or do things and then you don't know, you just thought to the side.
Sometimes I look at a photograph in the past and I say, wow, did I do this? I can barely remember. But there's a lot of work that I've done that I look back into, and I amaze myself by my work in the past. I do a lot of that, so. But
when you think of your evolution as a drawer and as a painter and an artist, what of that evolution of your work is been most evident to what we see now on the walls?
Before Taos, before I went to Taos, I would paint. I was influenced by Picasso, and I was influenced by some of the artists of the French artists. So I was quite influenced by them, because I went to University of Seville in Spain, and I took a class about the French artists, and later on I went to go see Monet and all those other people that had studied, and I was very impressed by them. But I like the idea that being influenced by Picasso, for example, who would go from one style to another, he wouldn't keep at one particular style 100% of the time. He would move around and do different styles, and that's what I have done. I go from contemporary art to contemporary Southwest art, and I base all that because my roots are here in San Luis, and I spend a lot of time around horses, I spend a lot of time around cattle, I spend a lot of time around farmers. So a lot of the work that I do now is based on the that type of stuff. Yeah.
What place influenced you more, do you feel? San Luis, San Pedro, San Pablo area, Taos, or Mexico?
They were all equal. I mean, how can you separate them? I was really impressed by doing the work in Taos. I was really impressed by what I did in Mexico, and I'm pretty impressed on what I'm doing now in San Pedro. And I spent a lot of time in Denver. I was involved with all the muralists in Denver. So before I did the mural here, I did a couple of murals in Denver.
Which murals in Denver would I know or recognize or area, because I've probably seen it?
Well, I did a mural in 16th Street Bridge. Next to it, there was a wall there, and it was called Balance. And when there was it was a concept of balance between nature and technology. So one part you have technology, and you have smokestacks, and you have pollution, and you have all this. And the other side, you have the female holding a bird, and everything's organic, everything's nature, everything's just trees, and the beauty of nature, and also the concept of technology on the other side. So you have a man holding the gear like this, and they're all indicating that's part of technology.
So. Where did you learn to draw, create on a big canvas versus the smaller canvases of the more intimate art that you create?
Well, if you go outside and you look at the mural outside, you'll see why. I'm used to painting large pieces, right? The murals are huge. Those are huge murals. I've done even larger ones than this one. But once you get used to doing the murals like that, and you go home and you pick up a canvas, you like the idea of doing large canvas. These are fairly large, but they've done larger ones than this one is here.
Well, your horses too are tighter visually.
Yeah. I call that my butt series. The horses like this, the butt series. So, when I was younger, my grandfather would be plowing. And I would follow him, and once in a while he'd let me hold the rein and, you know, guide the horses. And that's how I got influenced with the butt series.
Because you're from behind.
Following the horses.
You know. So that's awesome.
Kind of silly, but, you know. It turned out good, look.
That's beautiful. Everything beautiful. Thank you for sharing your stories, and thank you for spending some time with us. Appreciate that.
And that's our episode with Carlos Sandoval. The Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods and is part of the AlamosasCitizen.com podcast lineup. See you around the Valley.
Hey everyone, this is Hannah Eubanks with the Valley Calendar Update. Here are some events you can look forward to this week. Friday night at 4 p.m. at the Narrow Gauge Book Co-op, there will be an artist reception for local artist Bill Tite. Also on Friday night at the SLB Museum, view original paintings of Alamosa and beyond by Alamosa-based artist Michael Liebhaber, starting at 5:30 p.m. At the Sky High Complex Friday night is the annual Rio Reels Film Festival. This event starts at 6 p.m. Saturday, Adams State faces off against Black Hills State. The tailgate starts at 10 a.m. and the game starts at noon. Also on Saturday at the Narrow Gauge Book Co-op, join author David Primus at 6 p.m. You can find details for these events and more at alamosacitizen.com. If you have an event coming up, submit it to the Valley Calendar. Head to the Valley Calendar page on alamosacitizen.com, click online form, and give us the details. That'll do for now. Have a great week.